Thank you for joining the Successful Micropreneur Podcast. Each week, we introduce our micro business owners to tips and stories to assist with growing their micro business. My name is Mary McCarthy. I am the host of the Successful Micropreneur Podcast and the owner of Your Management Team, a small business consulting and training firm. We partner with micro businesses to implement plans and strategies to ensure their businesses grow and thrive. Today, our guest is Kelly Lewis. Kelly is the owner of Bungalow Branch, an in-home childcare franchise. As a franchisee, Kelly has thought outside the box, reinventing the home daycare industry. So our topic today is Dare to Reinvent the Wheel. Kelly, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Mary, for having me.
So start off by sharing a little bit about Bungalow Branch and yourself.
Sure. Well, Bungalow Branch is an in-home child care company and franchise. I founded the concept, and we're the only in-home child care company and franchise in the country. So what that means is, much like of the quality and safety that families search out for in large daycare centers, we provide that same quality assurance, but in an in-home small environment that's in someone's home. So all of our franchisees are generally women who are also mothers who want to be able to work from home with their own families and earn a consistent income.
So this topic really fits what you do, reinventing the wheel.
Yes.
So you had actually came up with the title. So my question for you is, what does reinventing the wheel mean to you? Because my question, when I asked you that, you sent me a statement that said, for people who dare to explore their lives and dreams beyond the status quo. What does that mean to you?
What that means to me is going through a fairly traditional upbringing and background, meaning I had great grades in school growing up, went to college, did the 4 years, did the master's, did everything you're supposed to do, and coming out of that experience and finding it difficult to not just find a job, but also find happiness in what I was pursuing. So through different personal challenges, you could say, is it stretched me to find new solutions to everyday problems. And it was hard to find those solutions in conventional ways, meaning when you're working for someone else as an employee and you know you're only going to be making $10 an hour, it's hard to keep that motivation. And it's hard to see your hard work fall flat to really to your manager's regard. So because of that, it really motivated me to find a way to not just work for myself, but then also make a difference. Because my background is in social work, I always have had a drive to make a difference with whatever I do. And being a mom as well, and being a single mom, it's a challenge to not just be able to provide financially for your family, but to also have flexibility and time to be the kind of mom that at least I wanted to be. So by doing that, I found a way to be able to become an in-home child care provider myself, where I could work from home and make a consistent income. But the challenges with that is, due to state law, you can only have so many children, and I saw the opportunity to expand that concept so I could refer clients elsewhere and also make a commission. So by doing that and exploring that avenue, I felt that I was being creative and essentially seeking solutions outside of that status quo, so I could find not just a solution for myself, but also help other women and not take no for an answer when I saw it as an uphill battle.
Okay, so that was a good reason and a good example of why you're reinventing the wheel. So it's taking what's traditionally been out there and tweaking it to really fit your situation.
Yes.
Is reinventing the wheel. You use the word dare in that as well. Dare to reinvent the wheel. Why dare?
Because I feel like some people actually have to have that adolescent dare behind some of the things that they do, because it's almost like, oh, maybe it's a good idea, but it's almost, you know, it's a good idea, and you know, I think we create vision boards, or we think, oh, you know, that could be something I could do in the future, but it's almost having that I dare you to do it that motivates some of us. And
the challenge,
yes.
Okay.
And when you dare someone to do it, it just, it challenges them to almost to prove you wrong. You know, like when you say, I double dare you to do something, it's
it creates an action. So not only is it a challenge, but you're asking them to put the action behind the words that they're giving you.
Right.
Okay.
And I think that a lot of us get caught up in wishful thinking or dreaming, but we need something to help motivate us and push us. And daring someone to do something, I think, helps provide that motivation and that mentality of prove me wrong.
So we are currently listening to the Successful Micropreneur podcast. My guest today is Kelly Lewis, owner of Bungalow Branch, the first of its kind in-home childcare franchise. And we're talking about reinventing the wheel. So I will share with you that as a visionary, I understand thinking outside the box. I've never really learned how to live with inside the box, so I don't have to be dared. It's the way I think. But a coworker of mine recently shared that I should write a book, and it should be titled, Do You See What I See? And the answer is no. And I had to actually stop and think about what she was meaning by that. And that, to me, was the fact that I see so clearly in my head, and probably like you did as you were developing the in-home franchise concept. It made perfect sense to me. But not everybody sees what's in my head. So is it also part of the formula of reinventing the wheel is also how you communicate what it is that you're trying to accomplish?
I think so. I think in aspects, again, I think it's someone's perspective on how they perceive an idea versus, you know, like you were saying, how it is in our own heads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's perfect in my head, I have to say.
Right, it makes complete sense. I have to think about your question, sorry.
I love it when I stump people. Because when you think about reinventing the wheel, it's about doing something completely different.
Right.
And quite honestly, you know, I just did a podcast not too long ago about the differences between millennials and boomers. Mm-hmm. We think differently. We respond to different things. So the millennials, in a sense, were already reinventing a lot of the things that we had put into place.
Right.
And it's, I don't think it was necessarily intentional, but we just realize it has happened. So there are a lot of organizations such as Tiffany's that now say are in trouble because millennials don't care for that it's Tiffany's, whereas the boomers, oh my goodness, I have to go to Tiffany's and shop. So there's a lot of reinventing, I think, going on these days, not only in businesses, not only in your story of I could not find a job, you know, different personal things that have come up, and now I'm saying, how do I make this situation work for me?
Right.
There are a lot of current, well-established organizations that need to be asking the same question, although I don't know that they are, but they should be, shouldn't they?
I think so, because just as I think some of the greatest companies, I mean, you could use Apple as one, a good example, is that Steve Jobs was always told this is impossible, and that just made him work his team harder to find a solution and a possible answer. And going back to reinventing the wheel is that by being a business owner, I've always been told follow systems, create systems. And I totally respect that. And I think those are very important, valid points. But my challenge is for people to not just get in the grind of only developing systems and following other systems and following other people's successes to determine their own success, but take that as a fundamental framework and then grow it beyond that. Just as with childcare, I mean, that's something that's been around and a necessity for families for centuries, but how can it be done better? How can it, it's proposing the question, how can this be done differently? How can this be done better? And how can this be innovative? And I think it's when you start asking those kinds of questions, it starts getting the juices flowing of how can I make this better? How can it be different? And that to me is what it means to reinvent the wheel, not just duplicating what someone else has already done and trying to find success in that within yourself, but taking that framework and making it new, making it interesting, and making it relevant to whomever you are serving in that day and time.
So what you're looking at is, in a sense, you're looking at an issue, whether it's an issue, a problem, a challenge, even something that could potentially be working.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And saying, how can I do it different, better, simpler?
Yeah, I think that can be carried over in any industry, really any task. And it's just daring you to be creative.
Do you feel creativity right now is something that we're struggling with more so than in the past?
No, I actually think the opposite. I think this is a concept that's being more embraced because I think, you know, going back to when you're talking about millennials, I think they've seen how the status quo has worn on their parents and seen how the tried and true has worn so many people into the ground and caused this level of just stagnation that us as younger people don't want for our own lives and for our own paths and our own journeys. And I think we're the ones who are taking that challenge on, and we're doing that more today than I think we have ever, just so we can define our own paths versus try to continue our parents' journeys that, at least in my experience, I never really saw happiness. I think today's time is more about finding happiness and genuineness than it is security and a high-paying job or a paycheck.
So that right there, that statement just told me a lot about reinventing the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're looking at what was and saying, that's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for this.
Yes.
Okay. So when you think about reinventing the wheel and being creative, courageous was the word I was trying to come up with. What advice do you have for people? You started something completely that wasn't there before. Yes, in-home childcare was, but a franchise concept was not.
Right.
So do you find reinventing the wheel as something that is a long journey? It's a quick and easy thing. Are you enjoying the fact that you're doing something completely different? I guess really is where I'm getting to.
Yeah, it's a loaded question because I'm tormented by my inability to accept status quo. But sometimes I wish I did, just because
it's easier.
It's easier. But that, I think that's the difference with nowadays, is that us as millennials, we don't necessarily mind working longer hours or working nights versus days. We just want to be purposeful and we want to enjoy what we're doing and we want to know that what we do matters. And I think there's that dichotomy because, yes, that creates its own set of challenges, and it's not the easy way, in my opinion. I don't think that's the, I think that's definitely the harder, less road traveled journey, but I think it provides more fulfillment. And saying with, you know, are you on your deathbed, are you going to feel like you accomplished everything you could? And for me, when I'm on my deathbed, I want to know that, you know, was I happy? Did I make a difference? And was I there for my family? And taking the path that I'm taking, I think by what I'm doing will allow me to answer all of those things with a yes.
Well, I look forward to hearing how that all comes out. So we have 1 minute left.
Okay.
If you could give one piece of advice to somebody that has a great idea, is thinking about reinventing the wheel, but is a little cautious, what would your advice be?
What's the alternative would be my question. Because
if we don't do it, then what?
Right.
All right. Well, that's a good thing to think about. So I want to thank Kelly for joining me today. As a micro business owner, it is important to remember we are the leaders of our organization. There are a lot of business tools available to help us succeed and grow as the expert in our field. It is up to us to avail ourselves of these resources as much as possible. Kelly, for individuals that would like to learn more about you and your business, how can they reach you?
They can visit us on our website at bungalowbranch.com.
Kelly's contact information can also be found along with his podcast on our website, yourmanagementteam.com. Thank you for listening to the Successful Micropreneur Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher, like us on Facebook, and share our podcast link with all of your micro business owner friends. Thank you again for joining us today. My name is Mary McCarthy, owner of Your Management Team, where starting a business is tough, failing a business is unnecessary.